بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, I'll just try and briefly explain very little what I have understood from this very, very beautiful in-depth poem of the love of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. What height they have reached with regard to the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is giving us a brief glimpse, an idea that where we should be reaching and what we should be desiring when we come to these majalis, that what we should be aiming for. This is very high. But at least if a person has got this idea in his mind that I am coming to this majlis to get the closeness of Allah, the proximity and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person has got some direction in life. Hazrat, with regard to this, mentions, Qurb kya jaane, jo deeda ishq barida nahi. That Hazrat says that when a person gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then during the course of the night, the tears that flow from his eyes because of his past life, and all the time worry that I'm not getting the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once we increase his stages, then even this close proximity, this qurb of Allah ta'ala doesn't even know the greatness of those tears of that are flowing from the heart of that person. It's coming out from the eyes, but actually it is coming, the tears are from the heart of that person. And this is that person, as you get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's azmat, Allah's greatness comes in the heart of a person, and then a person is all the time concerned that tomorrow I have to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what we have to have in our mind all the time. This is that great aqaid and that great belief that if every person brings us in his heart, there's no need for any police force, there's no need for any army to see that there is peace and justice in the world. Because the moment a person knows that there's a day of reckoning, I have to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah has got a full account of every action of mine, then that person all the time will be worried and concerned that I must lead my life properly. I must fulfill the rights of everybody. So with regard to this, Hazrat is explaining, and this is what the tasawwuf all about. Not that we just think we're making our zikr and we're making tahajjud, but we're not even concerned that tomorrow on the day of Qiyam we have to give an account of our deeds. Forget our deeds, our own life. Allah Ta'ala is going to question us. I gave you this life, what you did. I gave you your youth, what you did. So Hazrat is saying, ihtisabi roze mahshar se jo larzida nahi, aise zalim nafs mein anjaam bhi deeda nahi. That a person who hasn't got the fear of the reckoning of the day of Qiyamah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat in many ayats, Allah Ta'ala impresses upon our minds, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. Your time for reckoning is so close. And when Allah is saying close, can we imagine how close it is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَ إِلَّا كَلَمْهِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. That with regard to the day of Mahshar and your reckoning, it is like a wink of an eye, and in fact it is even more closer than that. So if this reality can just penetrate my heart, Hazrat says that if a person is not fearful of this reality, yet I have to give an account of my deeds in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, then such a person, he is a foolish, stupid idiot, that he is not aware of the end result of things. An intelligent person is that person who always looks at the end result and is worried of the results of things, not of the just immediate enjoyments and pleasures. So a foolish person is that he gets involved in his enjoyments and pleasures, trivial enjoyments of this world, and is not worried of the day of Qiyamah. Whereas we see great men of Allah Ta'ala, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah Ta'ala is making dua, Rabbi la tuhzini yawma yub'athun. Said, oh Allah, please don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. All the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are worried and shivering. Malaika are shivering, So if we don't shiver and we don't, this reality doesn't penetrate our heart, then we still haven't understood the reality of life. As it further mentions, ik ishq zalim se ye na mumkin wo sabir rahe phir taajub kya jo dard e ishq sanjeeda rahe sanjeeda nahi. That a person who becomes totally engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, so to say, he cannot contain himself. He is just overtaken with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He enjoys the tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. He enjoys the majalis of the Ahlullah. Then it is not far-fetched and it is not astonishing that you see this person outwardly he seems. That is, he is not concerned of this world. And he is not a person that a person will think that he has got very good system of life. In other words, which today people understand system of life to be according to modern trends of the world. Whereas real system of life is those people who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are not worried about what is happening around, whether there is World Cup taking place, what is happening, what is the price of the commodities. They are not concerned of those things. They are in a different realm because they are madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a person, Allahu Akbar, kis qadar masroor hai, Allah wale zikr se, koi bhi unke siwa dunya mein khandina nahi. Then you see the real friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are in ecstasy, they are in a state of enjoyment, when they forget making zikr themselves, when they hear other people making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they hear talks about the greatness of Allah, about the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then these people are in a state of enjoyment, and they are in a different world. And those people beside them, that is people who don't know of the real world, that real enjoyment is the connection with Allah, is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the obedience of Allah, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People beside them, outwardly they might look even enjoying life as far as dunya is concerned, but they got no happiness in their life. People who really got happiness and enjoyment and pleasure of life are the friends of Allah, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such people, Allahu Akbar, naam roshan kar gaye mar kar ke haq par arifin, mar gaye jo marne walo par wo haq deeda nahi. And these are the people who have left behind a great legacy. Their names, Allah, we see the pious servants of Allah, that everlasting, they have left the world how many hundreds of years ago. Great, great personalities, forget Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But people that came after them, the great imams, how many years ago they have passed away. But their connection with Allah, they were great recognizers of Allah and lovers of Allah. Till today their names are flourishing in the world. And we take their names with great respect, and not only their names, their way of life, what they have shown behind. And as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, that, oh Allah, don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah, let me have that connection, waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin, that when I leave the world, people talk about my legacy, and people take a lesson. So this is what we have to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't worry of our own name. We have to follow in that path of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you leave the world, people think of you. Your children take a lesson that this is how our fathers have taught us to lead our lives, our mashayikh have taught us. Otherwise, Hazrat says that people who gave their lives on dead things, you gave their lives for those things that are going to be perished. You gave your life for your business, you gave your life for your sports, for your entertainments of this world, then that person hasn't got reality of life. He has given his life for dead things, he will become dead. And his name for a few minutes, people will cry, oh, the man left the world. After that, people don't even talk about him. People don't even think about such a person. So reality is, when the love of Allah Ta'ala comes, then you don't have to tell people, think about me. automatically Allahu Akbar. When you think of your elders, your mashayikh, your asatiza, your parents, the good things that they tell you, automatically yusali sawab, you think of them, you make dua for them, etc. Paliya jisne khuda ko paliya sare jaha. Kaun kehta hai ke hale dai ke hale dai ke hale dil jaha deeda nahi. And Allahu Akbar, what is the reality of life? To get Allah, to find Allah, that Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart. Wo sare wo malik e do jahan jis dil mein aa jaye maze dono jahan se bar ke paaye. That king of both the worlds in whose heart Allah has come, he has got the enjoyment of both the worlds in this world already. Who says that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unaware of enjoyment of the world? They have got the real enjoyment of this world also and the year after. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us also, when Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to be at Multazam, Allahu Akbar, that place where the Anbiya Alayhi Salat wa Salam, all of them put their chest there and made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, if you get that opportunity and you make dua for everything in the world, but you don't ask of Allah, I want you make me yours and you become mine, then you have asked for nothing. And if you only ask for Allah Rabbul Izzat, you have asked for everything. So this is what we have to be yearning for, that we get this great connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart. Then see, you'll be aware of the reality of life, and then you'll know what is happening in life. Otherwise, you think you're enjoying your life. Hazrat says, "Lazze qurb, qurb e nabdamat jirya e wazari mein hai. Qurb kya jaane jo dida hai esba dida nahi." That what is the real enjoyment of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person is crying in sorrow and regret, in other words, making tawbah, and you crying from the bottom of your heart, and you are begging Allah, please forgive me. And those tears that come out, even your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't know the value of that tears. That tears are coming out of pain. That, oh Allah, you gave me my life, but I wasted my life. So many days of my life has gone. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And Allah is so kind. When a person just realizes and begs Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and makes a pledge, tawbah, that, oh Allah, I want to now change my life. Allah won't say that, okay, 40 years you wasted your life, for that you'll have to account, and now you can start a new life. Allah will say, you realize, 40 years you wasted, I cover up all that 40 years of yours, and I turn it into good. And Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala, that is why Hazrat says further, jinko istighfar ki tawfiq hasil ho gayi, fir nahi jaiz yeh kehna ki wo bakshida nahi. That's why I never ever say and look down upon any person who gets tawfiq to make istighfar. And daily Allah Ta'ala should give me, all of us, tawfiq, at least one tasbih of astaghfirullah. With concern, with little fikr and concentration, that, oh Allah, please forgive me. And if not that, at least before we go to bed, 10 times before we sleep, Ya Allah, how did I spend my day? Oh Allah, please forgive me. And such a person who has got tawfiq, as Hazrat has explained, that previously when Hazrat told Hazrat Wala that only istighfar comes on my tongue now, Hazrat says, you are flying towards Allah Ta'ala. A person who realizes that even my good deeds are not worth being accepted, it's full of only faults and mistakes, and begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala loves such a person. And that person is flying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never ever say that this person is not forgiven by Allah. Allah Ta'ala is just looking for an excuse, as Hazrat has explained us, that beautiful ayat our Dada Shaykh says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُّشْرَكَ بِي وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That keep our hearts free from all types of shirk, that is outward associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then with the barakat of the majalis and the zikr, that we see inward shirk, that I must be recognized, and all this is also a type of shirk, that I want my name, etc. So when this shirk comes out, Allah forgives everything else besides it. So begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives every person.
So never ever look down upon any person and think that this person, where he will be forgiven. And we shouldn't even say that where Allah will forgive me. This is a sign, our Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali explains, a person who says that me, I'm a big sinner, Allah, when Allah will forgive me? In other words, this is a sign of pride. You trying to say that your gunas are greater than Allah's rahmat. Allahu Akbar, one iota of the drop of Allah's rahmat, izmat, is enough to wipe out all the sins of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala's rahmat is very vast. And Allah ta'ala is just wanting us and pulling us. Allah ta'ala encourages us to such an extent. Allah says, وَسَارِيُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ. Just run towards the maghfirat of Allah. And not only will Allah forgive you, Allahu Akbar. Allah will change all your past, and Allah has prepared for you beautiful gardens. And how do we have to run to the rahmat of Allah and is seeking forgiveness? Jab basarat ki hifazat se basirat mil gayi, ho ke nadida bhi uski aankh nadida rahi. That now a person learns how to control his eyes. It doesn't just flirt and look at everything, that whether it's on our mobile, whether it's on the billboard, whether it's woman walking around, or it's not just woman. The things of this world also we see, and then it affects the heart. So a person who learns to control his basarat, his eyesight, Allah gives him foresight, basirat. The eyes of his heart open up. Then outwardly he might even be a blind person. He might even able not to see things of this world outwardly. But what he can see, what his heart, the reality of the hereafter, that person is a person who's really got eyesight. So we have come here for this majalis to learn how to control our eyesight, and that we don't just flirt and look at haram, but learn to control our eyesight and realize this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will open the eyes of our heart. And then we will see very clearly that وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This world is just a box of deception. Outward, so much advertisement, etc. A person won't get caught up in all the trap. Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat further explains, and in this path, what you will get, barkat-e taqwa se jiske saath hai fazl-e khuda, uske pechida masail koi pechida nahi. That was the barakat of taqwa, that is, the love of Allah Ta'ala, you abstain from the disobedience of Allah in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And together with that, you don't think that I'm a pious man, you beg for Allah's fazl. That, oh Allah, only what your kindness, Ya Allah, only what your mercy, it's not my taqwa, I don't even know what is taqwa. A person should realize that we should be made striving to have taqwa, that is, to love in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But without the fadl and without the special mercies of Allah ta'ala, no person can be saved, and no person can enjoy the goodness in this world, forget the hereafter. So such a person who stays with taqwa, tries his best, and begs Allah ta'ala's fadl, then you see that person, even his very intricate problems he's got. He's outwardly, he seems like he's got big problems. But to Allah Ta'ala solves it. To him it's not a big problem. He's feeling it. He's a human being. You'll feel about it. You'll worry. You'll think about your problem. But you'll realize it is only Allah's fazl, karam. Allah Ta'ala will remove, and Allah Ta'ala will ease it. And what is best for me, Allah Ta'ala will open that path for me. Otherwise we want what we think is good. But Allah, the more you have the love of Allah, the more you have taqwa, Allah will open your eyes to see the right path also, and Allah will solve our masail also. Ahle deel ki sohbat se jo haqeeqat bhi hua, lazzat-e dunyae fani ka wo girwida nahi. And through the barakat of the ahle deel, those people who Allah has given them hearts, those hearts who carry the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are connected to them. And when Allah grants us this great opportunity to be in their sohbat, in their company, and they open the eyes of our heart, reality, haqeeqat comes to us. That is the reality of life. That is why Allah has sent us here, to get connected to Allah. And reality of our ibadat, reality of our zikr, not just an outward show of it, but the reality comes into a person's heart, then lazzati dunya ifani ka wo girwida nahi. Then the enjoyment of this outward world and the outward entertainment and pleasures, he's not even interested in it. It doesn't even appeal to him in the least, but because reality has opened up to him. And he's realized that real life is connection with Allah Ta'ala. Real life is the obedience of Allah, the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enjoyment of istighfar and begging for Allah Ta'ala's fazal and karam. And such a person, Allahu Akbar, together with all this enjoyment, still he's got fikr and he's worried all the time. And this is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Al imanu bayn al khawfi wal raja. That what is true iman? That on the one hand, you make an effort to please Allah Ta'ala, to try your best, but you are worried, you are fearful that where can my actions be accepted in the court of Allah? I am just doomed. If Allah Ta'ala has to take me to task and check me, then if my iman also, where can I present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? On the other hand, we see Allah's rahmat, Allah's kindness, Allah is kareem, Allah is so kind that a person has hope. That has so beautifully in the form when we make zikr, how it is taught, Ghalibi barjazibai mushtai mushtari. That, oh Allah, you will bud for that most useless thing also. That you have budded for my filthy, dirty nafs, my soul, and in return you want to give me Jannah. So on the one hand we think of Allah Ta'ala's kindness, but on the other hand we have to be fearful all the time. So Hazrat is explaining that this is the cause that we have to go through. And till the last minute, as our Hazrat explained, that the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, and great friends, till the last breath, they were not happy that I left the world with iman. Till iman is not perfectly intact in our heart completely, we have to be worried all the time. That rose mehshar, eh khuda, ruswa na karna fazal se, ke hamara haal tujh par koi poshida nahi. That, oh Allah, please don't disgrace me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. That in front of people we can put up a show, even in front of our wives, and act that we are very pious. By Allah Ta'ala, nothing is hidden. And Allah reminds us, afala ya'lamu idha bu'thira ma fil qubur wa husila ma fis sudur inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhil khabir. That, don't you know that Allah will raise us from the qabr? Then what is all hidden in the heart? Hazrat says, if we don't purify our hearts now, like when a plane crashed, the first thing they look for the black box, that what has gone wrong, why did this plane crash? So Hazrat explains that when we come out from our qabr, the first thing is going to come out, our bosom is going to open up. It shouldn't be a black box, it should be a white box. And Allah Ta'ala says, that is the day you realize that inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhil khabir. If we don't realize now, myself, I'm talking to myself, we all should think that Allah knows of every action of mine, every thought of mine. If we don't realize this in this world, then the reality Allah Ta'ala will show us on the day that Allah knows of everything of ours. Kayfa taslim wa rizat hai bir bahar khiza sadma gham mein bhi aktar ruh ranjida nahi. Hazrat explains that in this part of the soul, that this very high position a person, this high maqam, a position a person earns, which is known as taslim e rida, they're just happy with the decision of Allah, with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah has decided for me, and what is the command of Allah, under all conditions, I'll try my best to fulfill, and whatever Allah sends conditions upon me, I'll be happy. This is such a high position. Hakimul Ummat Manashafalitanvi Rahmatullahi Asman Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullahi. Is there a position higher than ikhlas? Hazrat said, Hazrat, you tell us, we don't know. Then Hazrat explained that higher than ikhlas is taslim wa rida. That you are totally happy with the decree and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you submit wholeheartedly towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. then such a person, Hazrat says, Bahari Be Khiza, that he is in such a spring that no autumn comes to that spring. That spring. Then in other words, he is such an enjoyment of life, there is no winter that comes. In other words, changes don't come to his life in the sense that his heart is all the time connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even in outwardly that person might be in gham, he might be in sorrow, he might be in sickness, he might have certain worldly problems, but his heart is connected to Allah. So he doesn't have any grief, so to say. He doesn't go in a state of pain that now he thinks that I'm tired of life. And people go in a state of depression. So this is Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding that this is why we come here to try and work towards this path and beg Allah. And if a person is on this path and going towards Allah, inshallah when more comes, Allah Ta'ala will give us this reality. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istaffa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين These letters to Hazrat and Hazrat's replies. This person wrote further, Alhamdulillah, Fajr ki namaz ki bas ki baqaidagi ho rahi hai. That I'm managing my Fajr namaz regularly. Aur maamulat bhi chal rahe hai. And I'm doing my maamulat also. Sirf hospital jaate waqt bad nazri, yani na mahramat par nazar parti hai. Only when I go to hospital, he must be a doctor, so at that time my eyes fall on strange woman. Allah usse bhi mehfooz rakhe. May Allah keep me safe from that also. So we all think of this on our condition, whatever our condition is. He's happy that he's making his fajr with jamaat. He's happy that he's doing his ma'amulat. And he says only one problem, that my eyes fall on a mehram woman, that when I'm going to hospital. And he says, may Allah protect me from that also. So that is also a general condition we find ourselves in, that the little we are doing, we are happy. And the wrong that we are doing, we take it lightly. So see how Hazrat replies, kya ye maamooli baat hai? Is this something small, that your eyes are falling on this rare mahram woman, and you are taking it as something small? Is that something small? That is something very big, don't take it lightly. Aise jagahon par nazar bahut ehtiyat se uthaye. At such places, a person should lift his eyes with great care. Hazrat explained that where it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that you are not taken to task for the first look by mistake if you looked at a woman. You will be taken to task for the second look. So Hazrat explained that is where you don't expect a woman to be. Like for example, we are sitting here, we don't expect a woman to come, so you look around here, but suddenly if a woman came, there the first gaze is forgiven. But where you expect woman to be, there you must be on your guard from before. There you keep your eyes down from before, and you lift up your eyes very carefully. Where there are women, there you must be on your guard very much. Dekhne ka irada na hona kafi nahi. And it isn't sufficient that you have this idea that I won't look, that I won't look, that is not sufficient. You must have there are three things. One is a person starts his day going to work, etc., wherever he has to go, and he doesn't have any intention of looking at any woman. And neither has he got an intention of not looking. That person, as it explains, will definitely fall in the trap of looking. One is, unfortunately, a person who makes the intention of looking, that's totally haram. And one is, you make your intention that I'm not going to look. This person hopefully will get saved. So in the morning when we go out to work, etc., we must make this intention that we will not look. And those people who are involved in such work where they have to look at a doctor, his patient, or whoever else, then there we must be very careful that no sense of lust comes in. And we make tawbah istighfar for what we have to look at. But no other further desire must come in a person at all. Balke irada kare ke nahi dekhna hai. This is that a person makes this intention that I'm not going to look at all. Tab bach sakte ho, varna nahi. Then you will be able to save yourself, otherwise not. Like an optician, for example, he has to look right into the eyes of the patient. It may be a female patient also. So there you have to be even more careful. A dentist, for example, he has to treat a female patient. There are many other cases like that, and the patients come, and the more detailed masail pertaining to that, we should find out from the muftis, so that we are doing our things correctly. And in any case, lot of tawbah and istighfar, as we just heard now, that is compulsory at all times for us. And Allah has been so kind that not only has He left the door of tawbah and istighfar open, so to say, he forced us in that door by making it compulsory that you make tawbah and istighfar, that you must come through this. Hazrat, hospital ka amla isai hai. All the workers here at the hospital are Christians. Wahan par main kis tarah takhne khule rakho? There, how can I keep my ankles open? That is, that my trousers, etc., don't cover my ankles. How should I do? Because he explains, wo log deen ka mazak urayenge. Those people will make a joke about it. That how you look at your trousers above your ankles. They look at it, where it's very uncouth, it's not correct. Main to chhodne ke liye tayyar ho. I'm prepared to give up my job here. Iski bhi koi tarkeeb bata de. Show me some way out of this also, that how I can protect myself there. Jawab, jo log muzak urayenge, wo to dushman-e-deen hai. Those people, and see also, Hazrat's answer, and this applies to us also on various other things. We also, many times we feel, I keep a beard, people will laugh at me. I wear a topi, people will laugh. I cut my hair right off. People will make, especially our youngsters, they feel very much that if I cut my hair, other boys, etc., will laugh at me, or to keep our trousers above the ankle, all these things, many such things. So, Hazrat says that if those people, they are the enemies of deen, and if they are harming themselves, that is up to them, they are doing it. Lekin tahna chupa kar, aap apna nuksan kyu kar rahe hain. But you covering your ankles with your trousers, etc., why are you harming yourself? This happens a lot also. We go, for example, to a social gathering, whether it's a walima or something, and then other people are making a joke about something. So therefore we say that I don't want to do it. The people will laugh at me for this year. For example, cleaning your plate. Many people feel that that people will laugh here. So if they are doing their harm, why are you doing your harm? Mm. So if they want to harm themselves, as somebody has said, that if somebody wants to eat feces, then why do you also want to eat feces? If they want to do wrong to themselves, why do you want to do wrong to yourself? You protect yourself. You know what is right. And this is also a what's called inferiority complex, weakness of iman, that we can't be firm on what we are. Aur Allah ka ghazab mol rahe hai. And you are taking the anger of Allah upon yourself. You are prepared for that to take the anger of Allah upon yourself. Usko daant de. Hazrat says, warn those people. Shout at them and tell them
کہ یہ ہماری دین کا حکم ہے, خبردار جو اس کی متعلق زبان کھولی. This is the command of our deen, and be careful, beware. Don't you ever talk anything about our deen. This can also only happen when our iman is at that level. But when we are prepared to just, even in our own circles, we don't want to practice. And we are prepared to give up anything to make peace with shaitan. And we are prepared to, just to make peace with shaitan, we are prepared to give up anything. Whereas a person should, but it must not be a show. You must be worth that within you. Not that on the other hand, quietly, you're doing all other wrong also, outwardly you are, no. Then Allah's help, of course, is not with such a person. Allah's help with that person who is, and many people we read, they made these sacrifices, how Allah's help came to them. And how Allah made them, gave them great honor, when others thought that they will be humiliated in such conditions. But instead, Allah gave them great honor. میدان مومن کی شان مومن کی شان تو یہ ہے کہ وہ کسی ملامت کرنے والے کی ملامتوں سے نہیں ڈرتا. True مومن is that people who taunt you don't worry of their taunts. Like we find the Sahaba رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم, the sunnah of Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, they were not prepared to forgo it no matter what the people thought. We will remain on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. But they, inside and outside, they were like that. They were those people that when they were ill also, they were not prepared to make one sajda differently from the sajda of Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. They were fear, and so then in front of other people, they still maintain that. So if we have that truly within us, then this is the great tabligh of Islam. And those people will see, and Allah's help will be with such a person. میدان میں دشمنوں سے مقابلے کے لیے تیار ہو. In the field, be ready to fight against the enemy of Islam. And this is not only in the battlefield, but every day we are facing this battle. Whether we are at work, whether we are at home, wherever we are, social gatherings especially, we are, and today perhaps on social media also. We are all the time with this, what messages are coming, and then how we have to defend certain things. And what people, our own people, what things they've got to say on so many points of deen. So that is also where a person must remain firm all the time and be prepared to stand on deen firmly and the true teachings of deen. Aur ghar mein darte, aur ghar mein darte ho. That is, in front of the enemy, we are prepared to stand firm. And in your house, you have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, you are speaking like a very strong person. But at other times, fear. Like Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he used to be very hard on his murids. Whatever, anything, any point used to come, he should be very hard. But at the same time, at night he should cry to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, I shout my murid so hard in that, and now I feel guilty. These are the royal princes. They have come to change their lives, and I have to respect and honor them. But to make them, correct them, I have to tell them also. Our friend Anwar is sitting here. He says he was bayat to Hazrat Maulana Shah, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And he asked him the question about the dead people. Can they hear when we speak? Can they see something of that nature? Etc. So Hazrat replied, none of your business. What you got to do with this? This is not your business. And that is how a sheikh will put his murid. If the murid also got that, we will take offense to this. What kind of a sheikh is this? But when the murid is also that, he'll understand. I must be worried of my namaz, my islah. What I'm worried about the dead people there, whether they can hear, whether they can't hear, etc. So this is how the islah is made. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this point and take lesson from here. May for all of us, we are all in need of this. In this kitab also, Hazrat has quoted Hazrat Manana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and it is also a point that is of great importance to us all. And we shouldn't just look at it again, just on this one case. But see, generally, take the principle that is here. عورت کو عمدہ کپڑے پہنے کی متعلق ہدایات. Women who generally like to wear nice clothes, fashionable clothes also, and the guidance towards this. What should be contained in this? This is a letter from a lady to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. حضرت اقدس, میرا دل یہ چاہتا ہے کہ اچھے اور صاف ستھرے کپڑے پہنا کرو. My heart desire is that I wear clean, nice clothes all the time. Allah Ta'ala نے دے رکھا ہے, and Allah has given us, we've got wealth also, we can afford it. اور نیت یہ ہوتی ہے کہ میرے شوہر خوش رہے. And my niyat is that my husband be happy. This is another point. Hazrat explained in another place that women generally when they go out, then they want to wear nice clothes. But at home with the husband, then they just don't care about themselves. So then who you want to please? Yeah, it is to please the husband. For your husband, you wear nice clothes. Aur mere shohar bhi yehi chahte hai. And my husband also desires this. I must be in nice clothes. مگر مرض یہ ہے کہ جب کسی اور عورت کو کوئی عمدہ کپڑے پہنے دیکھتی ہو, دل بہت چاہتا ہے کہ اس قسم کا میں لے لوں. But this is a common thing with women, that when I see another woman wearing some nice clothes, then my heart also desire, I must also have this. And women commonly then they will discuss where you bought this. They will want to look at the label. What is the label here? Where you bought it? For how much does it cost? That is what normally they discuss also. اکثر تو خاموش رہتی ہوں. Mostly I stay quiet. I don't worry. My heart desires, but I just remain quiet. مگر کبھی فرمائش کر بھی دیتی ہوں. Sometimes I ask my husband for it also. I want it. اور پھر مل بھی جاتا ہے. My husband, he gives it also. What I wanted, I asked him, he gave it. حضرت ارشاد فرمائے کہ کیا یہ مرض ہے. Is this a spiritual illness? This condition of mine that I want to wear nice clothes. Sometimes I ask my husband also, he buys it for me. Is it a spiritual illness or what? اگر مرض ہو تو علاج تجویز فرمائے. If it is a spiritual illness, then show me the treatment for it also. Jawab. Hazrat writes the answer, and the answer is that we should try and concentrate more and try and take out the principle which Hazrat has explained, and may Allah make it that we can understand it. It can be explained properly. I understand. We all understand it. Zinat ke darajat hai. Beauty has got various stages, Hazrat says, first of all. So that we have to understand. Ifrat or tafreet, mazmoom hai. To be on the extremes, this is bad. Not to worry about it at all, and that is also wrong, and also wrong, and also wrong, and to be too much worried and just worry about it all the time, that is also wrong. Aur i'tidal mahmood hai. And to keep the balance, this is praiseworthy. That in between you must be, which Hazrat explains. Isme i'tidal ye hai. Yeah, the balance position, the middle position is this. Ke kisi ko dekh kar us waqt mat banao. When you see somebody has got some nice clothes, at that time don't you also make this clothes for you. So don't do it immediately on the spur of the moment. You saw somebody, you went to a social function, somebody had some clothes which you like, and you came home and immediately you do it. Now you are going to be controlling your nafs, and you'll be bringing it under the correct limit of Sharia. اگر توقف کرنے سے ذہن سے نکل جائے فبیہا. And if now you didn't do it immediately, now it goes out of your mind. You don't do it there, you don't have it, well and good. Forget it. It got forgotten, forget it. Don't worry about it. Or agar na nikle, and if it's still playing on your mind all the time, that I want it, the principle is don't get it immediately. Now after some time, it went out of your mind, it's gone. But it's still in your mind, so jis waqt naye kapro ke banane ki zarurat ho, then when it is time to buy new clothes, see that, don't just buy new clothes because you want new clothes. Now you have to buy a new pair of clothes, you need it. Now at that time, to us waqt, wahi pasand aaya hua kapra bana lo. Then at that time, that what you like, now make that kind of clothes. Now you had to get a pair of clothes, now make that what you wanted. So now it is a necessity and you are fulfilling your desire also. And it isn't that you are just following your nafs, that you didn't do it at that time. You let it to calm down, let it cool off. Agar ittifaqan wo us waqt na mil sake, to jaane do. And now when you have to get new clothes, you have to make a pair. And you want to make that what you saw, but now it's no more in the market, it's no more in the bazaar, then don't worry about it also. Leave it out also. Don't let your mind play on that now. That what I wanted, that also now you are working on your nafs. You are crushing your nafs all the time. If it's there available, immediately you didn't do it, you're doing it later, then it's alright. Now it's not available, let it go. So don't make it a major thing in your life. These are not our objects. And of course, this woman must be also a very pious woman, not just an ordinary person, very pious woman. اور اگر دیکھو کہ اس مدت تک طبیعت مشغول رہے گی, and see also that till that time if your desire is all the time in that clothes, تو پسند کے وقت خرید کر رکھ لو. If you see that you will desire, then buy the material at that time, or مت بناؤ مت, but don't sew the dress. If you think that you will be, your mind will be in that, buy the material. But don't sew it now. Keep it. In other words, hit your nerves, crush your nerves. Let that desire go out. Here, go out. Here, go out. And then you make, so it's not for your nerves you are doing now. Banao us waqt jab naye kapre banane ki zarurat ho. And then sew this dress when you had to get a new dress. It was necessary to get a new dress now. The time came. Then at that time, have it. Not like, for example, commonly with us, a woman, how many abayas they've got, all other their dresses, how many in which they never wore. They are just all in the wardrobe. This is a person who are wealthy also, and of course this dindari which is so much in them, that they will only have what is necessary. And when they need a new pair of clothes, at that time they will see how to get it with all these conditions.
جب نئے کپڑے بنانے کی ضرورت ہو تاکہ اس کے عوض کا کپڑا بیچ دو. بناؤ اس وقت جب نئے کپڑے بنانے کی ضرورت ہو. اینڈ یو گاٹ دیٹ مٹیریل, ناؤ سو اٹ وین یو ہیڈ ٹو گیٹ نیو کلوتھس, تاکہ اس کے عوض کا کپڑا بچ جاوے.
سو دیٹ what was in its place, that got saved now. In other words, you didn't just buy extra when it was not necessary. So with all these conditions, that don't do it immediately. And see if it goes out of your mind. And if it goes out of your mind, well and good. If it's still in your mind, when you need the clothes, then get it. And if when you saw it, you thought that your mind will be busy in that all the time, then buy the material, but don't sew it. So at that time when you will need your new pair of clothes, or whatever, like people on each day they wear a new pair of clothes, at that time sew it, whatever it might be. Aur shauk bhi pura ho jave aur ihtisab bhi faut na ho. In this way your desire also has been fulfilled, your nafs has been controlled also, and your thriftiness is also on its place. You didn't just buy that new pair of clothes just because you liked it, but you now did it when you needed it, and your desire also got fulfilled. And your nafs also got controlled. اور اگر تمہارے شوہر تم کو علاوہ ضروری نان نفقہ کے جیب خرچ کے طور پر کچھ دیتے ہو, اینڈ اف یور ہسبینڈ از گیونگ یو سم تھنگ ایوری منتھ بسائڈ یور نیسسری ایکسپینسز یور فوڈ اینڈ دیٹ, if he buys it or he gives you the money, you buy your thing, but he gives you money for yourself, he gives you extra money, to phir us intizam mein itna aur izafa kiya jaye, then with all these conditions which Hazrat has written, he says at this point also ke aisa kapra apne kharch ki raqam se khareedo, that clothes which you wanted to buy when you liked it, don't buy it, don't ask your husband to buy it. If he is giving you money, buy it from that own money of yours, don't buy it from his money. تاکہ نفس حدود میں محصور رہے, سو دیٹ یور نفس از انڈر کنٹرول. اف یو ٹیل یور ہسبینڈ این ایس ہی ہیز ریٹن, ہی بائز اٹ, ہی گیوز اٹ ٹو می, سو دین یو ول جسٹ کیپ آن وانٹنگ ٹو گیٹ تھنگس, بٹ وین یو ول یوز یور اون منی دیٹ ول بی آلسو یور نفس ول بی آلسو انڈر گائیڈنس اینڈ ول بی انڈر کنٹرول. سو مے اللہ لیٹ اس انڈرسٹینڈ دس اینڈ دس اینڈ دس اینڈ میک عمل آن اٹ, اینڈ دیٹ وی کین buying our clothes, etc., we can say how much the nafs is being, if we do this, our nafs is under control, and also at the same time that desire is also being fulfilled, which is like, for example, Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that whenever I want to I think of some wonderful dish, delicious dish which I would like to have, he doesn't have it immediately. He says when some visitors come, then I tell them to prepare. For visitors' food, then there is no hisab kitab. If I had it prepared when I desired it, I will have to answer it for it on. And just as we read now in the other in the Ash'ar, that how we should fear the day of Qiyamah. Imagine these people in their delicious food. We so easily will just tell the wife, today I'm listening for this. Make this. So she will make it. Qiyamate, we're going to be answerable for that also. So like Hazrat Shaykh, these great people, they were so concerned about that also, they didn't have it when they desired it. But when Mehman came, now they had it made. So the desire is also fulfilled, and no answer, they don't have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah either. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.